I'm Leonida Inge, the race and Southern culture reporter at North Carolina Public Radio, and I'm here with Patrick Woody, the president of the North Carolina Rural Center. And today we're going to talk about actually small businesses and actually maybe some surprising numbers to some folks that first of all, there's been a decline in the number of small businesses, especially in rural North Carolina. And we know in many instances, those businesses have been the bread and butter of a lot of communities and a lot of families, actually. So, Mr. Woody, thank you for being here. Tell me about some of these numbers in this report that just came out.
Well, we pay a lot of attention to small business in rural North Carolina because it really is a predominant base of our economic activity. 75% of all business establishments located in the 80 counties that the Rural Center serves have fewer than 10 employees. So small business really is the big business of rural North Carolina in a lot of ways. The health of how that small business economic activity is going is something that's of great concern to us. And so we've recently been looking at the numbers over a 10-year period between 2005 and 2015 to really understand the trends that are happening in our state. For small businesses, access to credit is critical. For small businesses operating in small towns, access to a bank location is really critical. And so we've seen in the numbers a decline, and it's not just a trend that's unique to rural North Carolina. In general, the pace of business startups, even in urban and rural area, urban and suburban areas, not only in North Carolina, throughout the country, that pace of creation is down, and that's of great concern. But when we actually look at the rural counties that we serve, 80 of North Carolina's 100 counties, we actually have lost a little over 4,000 businesses between 2005 and 2015.
That was a little surprising to me, especially even though there's, you said, a decline, say, across the state, across the country. We do know in some urban areas, you know, like Durham, Raleigh, you know, area, Charlotte, you know, they've seen a steady increase. So we know that this is pretty much very particular to place. And one thing I wanted to know, do you have an idea what kind of small businesses we're talking about are just everything from food establishments to construction?
It's really everything. Okay. It crosses sectors. It's really what we're looking at is based upon the number of employees. The Small Business Administration defines a small business as fewer than 500 employees. I would count, I would say to you, for our rural communities, a business between 100 and 500 is a really huge business. So we're really paying attention to those small establishments, mostly with fewer than 10 employees.
So one thing when you look at numbers like that, and you were talking about a big problem is access to capital.
Yeah.
We also know that there's been a lot of shrinkage going around, and some of these communities may not even have the bank branches that they used to have.
Yeah, that's right. North Carolina as a state, all parts of the state, we've lost 252 bank branches between 2010 and 2015. So really, since the Great Recession. In rural North Carolina, of that 252, 165 of them were rural branch locations. Urban North Carolina lost 32 branches. Suburban North Carolina lost 55. And for anybody that's paid real attention to the banking world in our state, we've seen the names on our banks change a lot. We've seen a lot of consolidation. That's a trend not only in North Carolina, but across the country. We have seen some rural communities that have closed the doors on their last rural branch, which creates an incredible hardship and challenges for the small businesses that still operate in that community in terms of where do they take their daily deposits? You know, how do they access the services that they still need to access in brick and mortar locations? So that it's a great concern that we've seen this consolidation in the number of branches.
And we know, I attended a conference several years ago in the Triad, and it was a banking conference. And it's amazing, a lot of the bankers there prided themselves in knowing their customers personally. You know, they went to church with these residents of these small communities. You know, their children went to the same school. So when you don't have that connection, you're probably not going to get a loan.
Yeah. And historically, what we have seen is a deep connection between the people that work in the branch and being from the community. And over time, that has really transitioned to where chances are the person in charge of a rural branch location is not of that, you know, is not originally from that rural community. That's just how things have changed over time. We also have seen the dollar amount of lending, the volume of lending really go down, and it's really impacted rural communities, but it's impacted the entire state. It's also impacted our urban areas. The average size of a small business loan has been cut in half, whether you're an urban small business or a rural small business. We've declined from around $60,000 average loan size a year down to around $30,000. And so that's also of great concern.
Maybe that's the reason why I keep saying so many small businesses have to have these GoFundMe sites. They literally have to ask their friends and family for money.
Well, and we have a lot of assets in this state around small business development, and this is a point we make all the time with statewide leadership. And our urban communities have done a really remarkable job of creating entrepreneurial environments and spaces for those for that interaction to occur. We talk a lot about capital, but capital is just one component of what a person trying to start and grow a small business needs. They also need coaching or mentoring is incredibly important. Access to training that's really specific to the business they're trying to grow, and as well as capital. So all those things are important, and our urban areas have done a really great job of creating those ecosystems to really support the entrepreneurs as they come along. That's harder to do in smaller places and in rural places. So the Rural Center has partnered with a number of small towns across the state to really try to be intentional about creating that local space for entrepreneurs and create that environment that helps them thrive. And often it's one of the most valuable things is creating a network where they are in touch with each other. And sometimes that means not even being in touch with each other within the same community, but, you know, in rural communities across the state can become part of a stronger network.
So that's very helpful. Any other ways? I mean, how do you fix this?
Well, our state, I think we need really, and we're calling on state leadership to really focus attention on small business growth and development in the state. We read a lot, you know, if you read the newspaper, listen to radio, watch your TV, and you hear stories about economic development, often it's all about recruitment. It's all about these efforts to bring new business to North Carolina and to our communities. And that recruitment strategy is incredibly important to our state. We need to be good at it, and North Carolina is good at it. But it's only one strategy for job creation. We believe that most of the jobs that are going to be created in the future, and studies actually bear this out, are going to be created by the businesses that are already here, that are already present in our communities, whether they be rural or suburban or urban, creating that environment in which they can thrive, in which we have an understanding of what it is they need in order to grow their businesses. And also, how do we help attract new people to entrepreneurship and help them start and grow small enterprises? 90% of job creation is going to come from businesses that are already here and new startups that start here. And so we've got to do a better job at the state at focusing on those two strategies. Keep the recruitment strategy strong, but let's really do a better job at a statewide level at investing in existing businesses and new startups. And it'll really make a difference, and it'll pay off for North Carolina.
Well, Mr. Patrick Woody, president of the North Carolina Rural Center, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Leonita.